Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and this is our Breast Cancer Awareness Show. And we're conducting it with three survivors who are people, ladies that we love here, that I personally love, and we love them here on our show. I've come to love them and know them over the years. Lois Geller, Joan Pride, Judith Glazer. Ladies, thanks again. I don't have to tell you how I feel about you. I don't have to tell you how proud I am of you for, not only for being so courageous in your fight with this breast cancer disease, but also in your recovery and having the courage and the desire to give back to be on the show year after year. We appreciate it very much. I'd like to, as we wrap up, I'd just like for each one of you to say whatever's on your mind. I'm going to go in reverse order this time. Lois, you're up first.
I guess the one thing about breast cancer that I still read everything written about it, and one thing I've been reading a lot about is that exercise really helps to prevent it. And if you've had it, it helps prevent a recurrence. And exercise where you sweat, which I didn't know. You know, I do Pilates and yoga, but I didn't know sweating exercises really helped. So I encourage everybody to do everything you can not to get this terrible disease.
But also to get screened. I'm not going to stop harping on this. Get screened, ladies. Get your mammograms together. Do the exam. Do the self-exam. Get some help if you have to. Joan, you're next.
Well, I go back to when I was diagnosed 13 years ago, and my first thought when I was diagnosed was that my life was ruined. And I'm here 13 years later, so it wasn't.
You were wrong, weren't you? I know that's hard for you. That's really hard for you to admit.
That.
I've never heard you say that before, Joan.
But it's true that, as you point out, you get screened, get help, get therapy, get treatment, and you can survive.
Mm-hmm. Judith?
I checked myself. I had a mammogram, and nobody picked it up, and I self-checked because I felt that something was wrong. I want women to...
What did you mean you felt something was wrong?
I felt... I don't know. I just... There was something...
Was it a feeling, or did you actually discover something?
I had been laying out in the sun, and I felt something hot when I woke up, and then the next day, and it was sun heating up the tumor. And
I'll be darned.
Isn't that incredible? Wow. And I put my hand on it, and it's only when I sat up that I could feel it, and I said to my husband, I have breast cancer, and he said, oh, it's not cancer. You had cysts on the other side.
Oh, my God.
And my body told me, so I want women to tune in to their bodies. You know yourself. Let yourself go. It doesn't hurt to go in early. That's everything we're talking about. Check it.
Right.
And just test your hypothesis. It's so much better to do it then. And I want to reinforce the thing about healthy lives, because I have stopped eating crappy food. I bought myself a bicycle every weekend when I'm home. I'm out there. Do it. It's such a good thing.
Joan, I didn't hear you say anything about exercise. I'm waiting to hear your story.
Well, I hope you're sitting down, because I started running about a month ago.
What?
Oh, wow. That's great.
The world just stopped spinning for a moment. Good for you, Joan. Well, you know, back to the heat thing. Tumor sniffing dogs, you know they have those, right?
Oh, yes.
And that's one of the things I think that they key in on, is the tumor is hotter than the surrounding tissue.
That's correct.
And
that's,
so, Joan, so Judith, what about that?
Well, my husband has a new tool that it's like a cone-shaped thing that a woman can put over her breast, and it picks up the heat differences.
Wow.
It actually can spot the place on the breast where the tumor is. So you could, and it's only going to be costing $40.
Could that be an alternative to mammograms?
Absolutely, and it costs less, and it doesn't hurt.
And you could do a self test.
Self test, 98% accurate.
So you could buy this thing at the store.
Yeah. Where do you get it? Where do you get those?
It's not in the store yet, but I'll let all of you know first, so that we can.
Wow, Rich is a smart guy. Rich is under some stuff up there, we'll keep you posted on that. But ladies. Young ladies, how young should women get tested? Really, and I don't want to hear what the doctors say. I want to hear what you think.
I want you to know that my brother has a daughter who's 16. She went tested. She got tested.
Wow.
She found out that she has BRCA also. So that's how young, 16 years old. Wow. We want to get in front of the curve.
Watch yourself. Joan, what do you think?
Well, I think the key is to find out if you have the breast cancer gene, because if you do, I think you have to, you know, if it's in your family, that's something you have to be aware of, and then you need to get tested at a young age.
But certainly under 40, right, Lois? I mean, even women in their 30s need to be.
I think if my sister had been tested when she was in her 30s, I'd still have her.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, ladies, I'm so proud of all of you. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on all the success you're having personally, professionally, and in your lives. And we're glad you're part of our lives.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you,
Jim. Bye, Joan.
Nice
bye, Judith. Bye, Lois. Love you guys. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.